Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. I'm your guest host, Royce White, in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You got me for another hour here, and at the top of the hour, again, I want to say Alex Jones has my respect. My respect and love. The man sacrificed a lot, and he's told the truth when it was very, very unpopular and inconvenient. Can people make mistakes? Is it okay for people to make mistakes anymore? I make mistakes all the time. Everybody makes mistakes. Is it okay to make mistakes? It's like, We forget how easy it is to make mistakes when we find it convenient to pounce on one person for saying something that inconveniences us. It's just like they do the same thing to President Trump. And that's what I say. I of everything that disappoints me, you know, is some of the terminology that was used in that Truth Media, Truth Social post. And I do think that it's right for us to separate Tucker, Candace, and Megan from Alex Jones, just as a matter of sequential posterity, you know, because, you know, when President Trump came down the escalator in 2016, Tucker, Candace, and Megan were in very different places. Megan's on Fox News, Candace still bouncing around TPUSA and you know, Conservative Inc., and Tucker was on Fox himself. So, you know, the president can rightfully say that his fight predates those three. That's not to say who's right or wrong on any given issue. So Israel, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Let's just say it. Not to say who's right or wrong on the particulars and details of any individual issue, but he can say, rightfully so, hey, my fight predates you guys' fight against the deep state and the globalists and even the mainstream Republican establishment. You can't say the same thing for Alex Jones. Let's just look at the record. The record speaks for itself. I'm 35 on Friday. Alex Jones started doing this when I was 6 years old. I was six. I'm a full-grown man with a beard. I got grays in my beard. I talked about in my podcast on Friday, reflecting back on turning 35. And you know, now birthdays are much more about gratitude and reflection than they are celebration. But you go from being a kid with no teeth to a man with gray in his beard. It's just, you know, time is so precious and such a blessing, such a miracle. You can't discredit time. It's not everything, but it's certainly not nothing. And Alex Jones was doing this when I was 6 years old. So his fight and what he's contributed even predates the president in many regards and in most measurable regards. So and this is very similar in the sense that, you know, when I get a call from a New York Times or Mother Jones or The Guardian or Washington Post, you know, what do you make of this conspiracy theory President Trump continues to posit about the 2020 election being rigged? And I laugh in their face. I go, you think that's a conspiracy theory? No, I think it's a conspiracy. I think it was a conspiracy for sure, but not a conspiracy theory. So to then call Alex a conspiracy theorist or what, and you know what, when I looked at the Truth Social post, my first instinct was the president didn't write this. I'm just being honest. Maybe he did. I can't speak for him, but my first instinct was he didn't write that. Just telling you guys my honest, you know, the way that I go about it. He maybe did, maybe didn't. I don't know, but my first instinct was it doesn't pass the sniff test. It's like even at the break, and we were talking about in the studios, like the French First Lady's more beautiful than Candace Owens. Like I've never spoken to Candace Owens, never been on her show. She's never been on mine. I've never met her. I don't agree with everything she says because I don't agree with everything anybody says except Christ and the gospel. But I don't know Candace Owens at all, and I don't agree with everything she says, but I can definitively say that she's 100 times more beautiful than the French First Lady, and it's not even close. It's like, what world are we? What are we doing? What are we doing here? Can we get back to the security of our elections, please? Please, people, can we please find a reprieve in here to get back to the security of our elections? Maybe I'm crazy. If you think so, just drop in the comment to say that we should get back to the security elections other than propping up the beauty of the French First Lady. Go ahead. Fine. We'll be right back on the other side of a brief break. Stay tuned for more.